back to you.
Well, I was back when we were, like, you know, playing a whole lot in the 15 meter. Because, in the 12 meter, set the multiple gas and the frequency. It's just interesting. At 20 dot of the spaces, we were running a lot of north as far to be able to reach the fields. And really didn't get an opportunity to move around a lot because it's the rope that I bought to get away with that. Too many people. The exit broke in my butt. I realized it takes to really a full-blown 100-watt HF radio. And that's why I'm a real stickler about dedicated transceivers. That's why I'm in the 2 meter and with strictly a dedicated radio. 19. Dedicated 2 meter end. And I operate a lot in the radio service. KB1.
Okay, the rig I'm looking at has 100 watts to it. I think it'll do pretty much anything. We'll try it.
Loaded HF rigs. They really their end termination, meaning quota, and in the feed line, and was like all gangbusters about the radio they were going to get. So it's a good idea to put the radio transceiver on the side burner and drag the antenna that you want to use up on the front burner. And you know, you're doing a good thing, man. You're thinking about antennas. I mean, the radio is only going to be as good as the antenna it's on. KB1 QVC.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I agree with that. That's what I'm thinking too. So, I'm just gonna look on the internet and read what I can about it before I even buy a rig. So, that's what I'm thinking I'll do. It's nice talking with you, Kicker. This is Lawrence KB1 LGX, and I'm gonna clear. So, have a good one.
Take care. High top, the Skinny Girls Rock Studio, Nashua, KB1 QVC, scanning on.